Good morning. It's 21st of July. Our first reading for the day is 2 Samuel chapter 6. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant's book once again. In this chapter, we read about the death of Uzzah. And now Brother Harry writes this. The holiness of God must be respected. Obedience to his commands, as well in ritual as in personal behaviour, is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. This is that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. Those words come from Leviticus 10. The ark was turned aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertained unto him, because of the ark of God. Why curse Uzzah, but bless Obed-Edom? We are indebted to Blunt in his undesigned scriptural coincidences for some useful research into Obed-Edom the Gittite. Taking Gittite to signify a man from Gath, and discovering that Gath-Rimmon was a city of the Kohathites, the very people who should have borne the ark, Blunt suggests that Obed-Edom was of the children of Kohath, and was, therefore, a very fitting person to care for the ark. Moreover, he figures in the ultimate procession which brought the ark to Jerusalem in 1 Chronicles 15. This, very probably, therefore, is the reason for the Lord's blessing upon the household of Obed-Edom. News of the blessing, which was apparently evident to all, reached David and helped him to answer the question which he had asked. How shall the ark of the Lord come unto me? The answer was clear. After the due order. Gradually the lesson came home to the king, who began his preparations over again, including arranging a tent and a place on which to pitch it in Jerusalem. None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him for ever. With these words, David once more made ready for the task. Priests and people were assembled. The air must have been alive with carefulness and a desire to worship the Lord in a beauty of holiness. A special charge, with the hint of rebuke, was given to the Levites by the king. Sanctify yourselves, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. Those words are in 1 Chronicles 15. On the day appointed, the journey began and progressed 6 paces, then stopped while sacrifices were offered, as it were, on the place of the 7th pace. The procession resumed after this act of thankfulness to the Lord for bringing them thus far without harm. Indeed, the record says God helped the Levites. Onward they went to Jerusalem with great rejoicing, David dancing, stripped of his regalia and clothed in simple linen, and the musicians and choir making the occasion one of solemnity and praise. Thus all Israel, king, priests and people came to the holy city where the Lord's ark was to rest, a sign of favour and blessing, and a portent of a greater king and a greater assembly in a greater day yet to come. The psalms which are concerned with God's holy hill, with the ark and with Zion, reveal, under the influence of God's spirit, a deep spiritual understanding in David's heart, which none of the hard knocks of life had been able to quench. For example, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. Psalm 15. Or, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, and a pure heart. Psalm 24. And there are many others. Thank you for listening.